Next item, last item.
736, adopt and authorize the submission of the action plan fiscal year 2017-2018 for the Community Development Block Grant, Home Investment Partnership, Emergency Solutions Grant, and Housing Opportunities for Persons with AIDS Program to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development.
Good afternoon. Kurt Krieger, Housing Director, and with me is Kim McCarty, who administers the federal programs on behalf of the entire region. We receive these funds from HUD for Multnomah County and the City of Gresham, so we're the lead agency. And she has an update that's being distributed to the clerk for the council's information. This is required to be filed annually, and to make it timely, i.e., before July 1st, we filed the ordinance with last year's appropriation numbers because HUD had not yet given them to us until like last Thursday.
Yeah.
So the new numbers are provided to you for the record. There are some slight changes, nothing dramatic. And Kim is conversant in all the details.
And how many years does this cover, does this particular action plan?
This is for 1 year. So this is the second annual action plan of the five-year consolidated plan that started in 2016.
And since there's a reference to HOPWA, the Housing Opportunities for Persons with AIDS program, is our submission limited to how we intend to spend our entitlement dollars, or does this anticipate any competitive grant money?
It's our entitlement.
Our entitlement money? And I assume we're continuing the partnership with Cascade AIDS?
Yes.
Okay. And just to clarify, this what we were just given is an additional exhibit, or do you want us to move?
This replaces the previous exhibit.
Do we need to move to do that amendment?
I believe we do.
Yes.
Yeah.
I move to substitute.
Second.
Second.
So Commissioner Fritz moves to substitute. Commissioner Fish seconds. Any further discussion on the substitute? Call the roll on the substitute.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udalee?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. We're now discussing the substitute.
So, Kurt, just a comment. You know, it's 5 o'clock. We're all tired, and we're now going to act on our action plan for fiscal year, and this is a multi-page document. This is a very big deal. This is sort of the roadmap for how we're going to spend. And I know that you get to this point after considerable community consultation and process. What's the next opportunity we have as a council to go a little maybe deeper into this process and help shape maybe the next five-year vision? We have a new council. We have a new set of challenges. And we have, obviously, the new partnership with the county. Is there an opportunity for the council to become more engaged in this in the future?
Well, I think to the extent that you want to, that would be fine. This does constitute about 20% of the Housing Bureau's budget, so it's a big deal in that regard. It is. I would underscore the fact that because it's federal dollars, it comes with a lot of compliance requirements. I would say that half of our administrative burden within the Housing Bureau is dedicated to managing 20% of our money.
Yeah.
There's definitely a disconnect there. We will advocate for some regulatory relief, given every opportunity we can with the new administration.
Block grants with fewer strings and
right,
same
fewer
of money.
Strings, definitely. And this is a budget that is built in consultation with Multnomah County and the City of Gresham. We are mindful that we have community partners in this effort. But I think perhaps Kim could reflect a little bit on ways in which you could have, given your limited time available, an impact on that conversation with the community. We do know that, for example, the home and the CDBG program are slated for not renewal. The HUD secretary and the OMB director both proffered that as part of their 16% cut. So I do think that there could be some conversation with the community about what difference that would make to them as these funds flow directly to subrecipients and that the council does not have the general fund revenue to replace that money with.
That's a great example. Now, the Congress has said that the president's budget is they're not going to pay much attention to it. So, but to the extent we see some significant changes in federal funding and to the extent that we begin to think about modifying our priorities locally, you know, I would welcome a chance next year to bring the council in for a little scoping project. I know you do an outstanding job with consulting with our partners. But if we do see a big drop-off of federal funds, it's going to have ripple effects, and we're going to have to make some forced choices about how we invest the money. And I would encourage you to engage us early on in that conversation if we have the worst-case scenario.
Yeah, I'd be very happy to. The first opportunity happens in the fall with our community need hearing.
Good. Thank you.
Commissioner Fritz.
So this item was supposed to be 30 minutes, and I appreciate that you're recognizing a certain amount of fatigue on the council. Is this somewhere that people in the public can go on your website to find out more about this project?
Yes, they can go to the the Portland Housing Bureau's website, and then specifically Consolidated Planning, and then there will be there this year's annual action plan. The action plan priorities follow the priorities that were already set by the Housing Bureau and this council and the overall Housing Bureau's budget.
Thank you.
And I would encourage people to look at the action plan goals, the 16 through 20 action plan goals. I think it's on page 2 of this handout. It's a very succinct description of what the objectives are and how these streams of funding actually fit into the addressing of each of those objectives. So I thought that was a very helpful template.
Thank you.
In fact, I will probably tear it out and put it on my wall. It's very good. Thank you for that. Any further comments, questions, public testimony?
No one signed up.
No public testimony. Anybody else have anything else for the good of the order on this matter? Very good. Please call the roll.
Fish?
Kim, I know how much work goes into this and to preparing this document every year, and your role in helping to bring this about. So thank you very much. And let's keep our fingers crossed that the federal government doesn't decide to get out of the housing business, because that would be a shame. Aye.
Saltz.
Thank you, Kim, for your good work. Aye.
You, Daly.
Thank you. I'm sorry this is coming at the end of a very long day, and I'm looking forward to learning more about this issue and participating in conversations going forward. Aye.
It is important when we have large amounts of money, especially newer money that's coming into the Housing Bureau, it's important for people to know specifically what is going to be done with it, and that there is a plan. It's not just whoever asks first. So thank you very much for that. I also want to thank all the city staff who are here and who've been here all day with us, and we recognize that you also have had, especially Carla, keeping track of everything going on. Really appreciated. Thank you. Aye.
Thank you very much. I think this is a very good plan, and I think it's a great strategy to back the plan, and I'm sure we will be successful as a result. I want to thank the Housing Bureau, and I want to thank you for your hard work, and all of our community partners, some of whom are represented here in the room, our county partners and others. As I look at these projects going forward, I think it's going to be a lot of fun, too. There's a lot of innovative new ideas here, and I'm confident that we'll be successful in implementing those ideas. So with that, I will vote aye, and the ordinance is adopted. Carla, if I got this right, we have gotten through all of the items for today. Is that correct?
Correct.
Very good. So tomorrow we have one time certain item at 2 p.m. I am excused, so Commissioner Udaly will be chairing that hearing. I will be in D.C. lobbying on behalf of the city. And so I'm sorry I will not be able to join you for that hearing, but I will certainly be thinking about all of you. We are adjourned.
Wow, that's hard to do that after such a long day. Thank you.